ibona ingazane yazi leqiniso lokhu esikubonayo ukubana iParliament inike amakampani amabili amathenda. Ithenda ithengisa ikhompyutha eyodwa, ikhompyutha kuphela gezi esikwazi ukuthi ikhompyutha laphana ingaba yi-$200 or $300. Ikhompyutha eyodwa ithengiswa nge-$9,000. Ibona ingazane liyakhombisa ukuthi imali eningi allocatedwa nguminister of finance isiya eParliament iyatshontshwa kithi, kayisiyenzi umsebenzi weParliament ngoba if you are going to steal 20 times what the computer intengo yecomputer iyatshengisa ukuthi ukusela kwakhona kukhulu. Ukhangele ukuthi eParliament ziningi izinto ezingekhoyo ezingenziwayo. Ama-parliamentarians awana stationary, awana mahofisi kuma-computers awo, awana mahofisi ezeparlamente. Umholo wawo iphansi kakhulu. They are not doing their imisebenzi yabo effectively ngenxa yama-resources. Ukuze ukhangela imali etshotshwayo ukuthi inganani, kuyinto edanisa kakhulu. Sinethemba ukubana xa sibuyela eParliament next week, yinto yokuqala esizabuza ngayo sizame ukuthi sijikise ukuthi i-administration yeParliament ithini, iphendula izithini ngento elihlaswangayo.
Ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni kuya phambili ngamathenda zona lawo?
Amathenda akhona lawo, indlela eyenziwa ngawo ukuthi aze ayepasa, kuzamele ngikhangelisise, kuhlolisise ukuthi ama-stakeholders akhona, abantu abaphatheka kulawo mathenda ngabantu abangani, abantu abanjani, njalo ithenda enjalo ipasa njani. Kungena muntu oke wabuzisisa ukubana ikhompyutha izeyi-9,000 kuyabe ku-10 noma bakhona mhlawumbe abanye abafakileyo amathenda abanama-prize akade e-reasonable kwenziwe njani ngamathenda abo. So ithenda process yonke kuzamele sizame ukuthi kube ne-committee of inquiry eParliament ezakhangela konke khona lokho ukuze sithole ukuthi kwenzakale njani into eyinjalo lephutha elinjalo khona kulama-committee ayezama ukuthenda process esiwafakele ukuthi abone izinto ezinjani. Kodwa singakhonzi ukuthi i-Ministry of Finance yona i-Treasury ikukhangelile yakubamba, sijayela ehlombe ngalokho.